From Spark and Anvil and ChanceForge, this is Tally in Chapter 1 of the ChanceForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Tally was a person of small, precise movements. Her hair, the color of warm cream, was always pulled back in a neat braid. She carried a canvas bag adorned with a tiny iridescent charm, like a magpie's prize. Inside, tucked between textbooks and a well-worn pencil case, lived her most important tools, a small tally sheet and a frequency tracker. Tally wasn't just a student. She was a counter of outcomes, a quiet observer of the world's patterns. Today, Mr. Harrison's science class buzzed with a different kind of energy. The air smelled faintly of dry erase markers and anticipation. On each desk sat a simple plastic spinner, divided into four equal sections: red, blue, green, and yellow. "All right, class," Mr. Harrison announced, his voice cheerful. "Today we're diving into probability. Who can tell me what probability means?" Hands shot up. "Chances," said Leo, a boy with perpetually messy hair. "Likelihood," offered Maya, always quick with the right word.
Mr. Harrison nodded. "Exactly. The chance something will happen. Now, look at your spinners. If you spin it 20 times, how many times do you expect it to land on red?" A chorus of 5 echoed through the room. "Good," Mr. Harrison said, smiling. "That's our hypothesis. Now, for the experiment. Each of you will spin your spinner 20 times. Record your results. Let's see what happens." Most students grabbed their notebooks and started spinning, scribbling down R, B, G, Y as fast as they could. The spinners whirred, clicked, and clattered. Some kids cheered when their color came up. Others groaned when it didn't. Tally, however, worked differently. Her movements were deliberate, almost ritualistic. She didn't just write letters. On a fresh sheet from her tally pad, she drew a neat table with 4 rows, 1 for each color. As the spinner landed, she made a small vertical stroke, a tally mark, in the correct row. Every 5th mark crossed the previous 4, creating a neat bundle. She worked with focused intensity, her brow slightly furrowed. She wasn't just recording, she was building a visual record of frequency counting. "What happened? How often?" she murmured to herself, a quiet mantra. This was her core question. After a few minutes, the spinning stopped. 20 trials were complete. A buzz of chatter filled the room.
"Mine landed on blue 9 times," exclaimed Sarah, looking surprised. "I thought it would be 5.
Leo threw his hands up. "This spinner is rigged. Green landed on mine 8 times, and red only twice."
Mr. Harrison walked around, looking at the various, often messy, recordings. "Interesting results, everyone. It seems our expected outcome of 5 reds didn't always match what actually happened. Tally, would you mind sharing your data?" Tally walked to the front, her tally sheet held carefully. Her table was a model of clarity. "Color. Tally marks. Count. Red. 3. Blue. 7. Green. 8. Yellow. 4.
"My spinner landed on red 3 times," her voice soft but clear. "Blue 7 times, green 8 times, and yellow 4 times." Mr. Harrison pointed to the count column. "These are Tally's absolute frequencies. They tell us exactly how many times each color appeared. Now who can tell us what fraction of Tally's spins landed on red?" Maya quickly answered, 3 out of 20. "Excellent, Maya," Mr. Harrison said. "That fraction, 3/20, is what we call the relative frequency. It's the absolute frequency divided by the total number of trials. So Tally's spinner landed on red 15% of the time. He wrote 3/20 equals 0.15 on the board. And what about green, Leo?" Leo grumbled, 8 out of 20, which is 40%. Mr. Harrison finished, writing 8/20 equals 0.40. "Now, Leo, you said your spinner was rigged because green came up so often.
Does Tally's data mean green is more likely to come up on the next spin?
Leah looked thoughtful. I guess so. If it happened a lot, it'll keep happening, right? Tally shook her head slightly. Not exactly, she said. Probability isn't about predicting the next single spin. The spinner itself is designed to have equal chances for each color. She pointed to the spinner. 20 spins is a small number. If we did this 100 times or 1,000 times, the relative frequencies would get much closer to 25% for each color. Mr. Harrison smiled at Tally. That's a crucial point, Tally. What Tally is showing us is that probability is about understanding the design of the system and the patterns that emerge over many, many trials. It's not about guessing what will happen next, or about luck or a rigged game. It's about careful observation and understanding the numbers. He continued, think of it like designing a game or even predicting sports outcomes. You don't just feel what's going to happen. You look at the data. You count what happened and how often. That careful counting, that frequency counting, is the very first step in understanding anything statistical. Tally nodded, a small, satisfied expression on her face. Her method had shown them the truth. Without her careful tally marks and organized table, all the other numbers would have been just a jumble, easy to misunderstand or dismiss as mere luck. But with her precise accounting, the story of the spinner, even in just 20 spins, began to make sense. It was the first move of every statistical investigation. Count first, interpret second. Tally felt a quiet, steady happiness settle over her. The calm, glad warmth of watching a jumble become clear. The classroom's frustration had melted into curiosity, and Leo, who had been so sure he'd been cheated, was leaning in now with an easy, unclenched grin. That was the feeling she loved most. Not being right, but watching a worried room breathe easier once the careful counting made the truth gentle and plain.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Tally. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.